Hi, friends. Welcome to Caroline and Rashi. And guess who I have with me? Coco Dominguez.
I was whistling. Hey, I'm happy to be here filling in for Caroline.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're here. We were talking about how it is your son's birthday.
It is. He is 18 years old today.
First of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
When I was pregnant with my first, Coco was the one that really, I was training her on traffic. And she was training me on how to birth a baby. She's like, I remember she was like, it's a lot of pressure. It's
so you told me the same thing about traffic.
Yes, yeah.
We had 2 weeks. They were like, you have 2 weeks to learn how to do traffic before Rashi goes
huge.
Into labor
yes.
or before the Super Bowl gets here in 2017.
We don't know which one is going to happen first.
Yes.
But, you know, it's congratulations to you because 18 years ago, you were having your son, and I think parents play such a huge role, and Coco is an amazing mom, and so just to see that you have an 18-year-old now.
I also have a 26-year-old.
I know, but so,
yes, I
matter of fact, and my grandbabies.
And my grandbabies. Yes, no, but it's amazing, and to raise somebody that turns out to be so wonderful, and I have great kids, so, I mean, it's just a blessing.
What advice would you give to parents like me who are raising their children right now? And what's so great is that I know that your son's doing so well, and he has all the tools he needs to just go out into the world and just be great and be him. And I feel like the way that you have sort of raised him is he's like this flower in a garden, and you just provide the water and the environment for him to flourish and grow. And that's really all we can do as parents.
Yeah, I think I'm honestly, I'm just gonna say it, just remain close to whatever faith that you have. I think that's the most important thing that's gonna ground them. And then just don't talk to them like they're babies. You know, talk to them like you're raising young adults and men and women. But I think remaining close to your faith, honestly, is going to keep them grounded even when you're not around.
And one thing that we've talked about, too, is just about how important faith has been for you raising your children and exposing it to your kids as well, which, you know, my husband and I, we are, you know, we have our faith and all of that, but and our kids see it, but we haven't gone to a church like regularly or something like that. But there's something that churches or, you know, any temples or whatever it might be, could really speak to your child that might be going through something.
And it really can, but also don't think that that's the only thing. Oh, I didn't go to church today, but you still have faith. You still speak faith.
Yes.
You speak all of those good things into your child. So don't feel guilty if you're not, because I'm not at church like every Sunday or Wednesday or whatever, but we remain true in the word, whatever we believe in, and make sure that you're checking on them all the time and giving them their space when they need to, but look from a distance.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm always. Don't turn off your Life 360.
Or like, location still on?
And I'm like,
yes, okay, he's there. But, you know, there's also the times where, you know, my son, and I've told this to Coco, we sit right next to each other, and we're close to, and it's
we literally
like,
sit in our cubicles are next to each other.
It's like, you know, through the worst of times also, and like we have laughs and stuff. It's just, it's crazy. But there's times where my son, he's eight, he will be mean. Like he'll say mean things to his mom. And as a mom or dad, like, or whatever, you hear mean things that your child is saying to you, and they're just so comfortable with you. And so I've like looked at child psychologists who have posted, you know, on Instagram and stuff, like whoever they're the closest with, they feel
that's
the most comfortable.
That's who they feel. That's still not okay.
Yes, but, it's not okay.
And it's gonna hurt.
Yes. And I've been like, this sucks, Coco. Like,
and I'm like, it's gonna suck for longer.
Yes.
and it's gonna get worse.
It was just so nice to know that I wasn't alone in that, because I was like, oh my God, what kind of kid am I raising? Like, what's happening here? But it's like they go through this and in a weird way, I'm glad that he is like that with me to feel comfortable enough to be that way. I know it's not towards me because he'll say
it's
sorry later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all, they're going to give all that love back to
me. Yeah. And so anyway, so it's like, but through those times, I know you got to really rely on your faith. Because it's
like, you're like, Lord, watch what you name your kids to. You're going to say their name like 100 times a day. You know.
You know what? I actually practiced screaming my kid's name before I named him.
Really?
Because I knew it, I had to scream at them. I'm not joking.
We should start names, like make names more trendy, like Mojita, Mojito. Oh my God, Mojito. If you,
Rum.
It's rum.
Rum.
So just whatever. Yes. I don't think that'll ever happen, but no. Something that,
hey,
you know.
Somebody might. We're going to talk about that later in the show, actually, how people are naming like their kids weird ways.
But, oh,
yeah,
okay,
but it's fine. Not. No, it was. It's weird. It's anyway. But here's what's weird. A lot of Gen Z trends. So when we're talking Gen Z, we're talking about those who are like in their 20s. Mm-hmm. So you might have seen some of this stuff maybe with your kids or you know, just going out and about. Mm-hmm. So men with mullets, what do you feel about that?
Are they the ones in their 20s?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's someone for them. Women with mullets. No, I've seen it. And I think it's kind of more of it's a different trend than it was with us. But I mean, if they, you know, they're running out of things to do, they kind of dip back in. But
I think like baseball players with mullets, that's kind of like, or what is that? A mohawk. Never mind. That's different.
Is it? Mullet, mohawk. I think it all is missing the sides. But no, I think that's a thing.
We're going to miss the sides. Yeah,
and,
then just,
and the Edward, you know what I mean? Yeah, everybody's got their...
But no, the Edward is...
She's like, oh, mejor,
not the Edward, no, mejor. No, no.
No, but I think, I mean, men with mullets. If you want a mullet, get a mullet. I'm sure someone's like, oh my God, that is the sexiest mullet I've ever
we
seen.
Will not say that, though. No, that is not us.
Not to the 20-year-old either.
Yeah. So, right. Right. So always looking like a slob. That's annoying because you'll see them with their sliders everywhere they go.
Sliders.
Is that what they're called?
They're called slides. A slider is like a burger.
That's
with their slider in their slides.
A slider? Yes, I make sliders for my little girl. That's why I'm saying
no, and actually I had the conversation slides. With someone else. They're showing up sloppy, you know, just with like... not looking as just normal t-shirt and shorts. It's no longer just a t-shirt and shorts. It's like something super sloppy, wrinkled.
Oh. I was like, what else could it be other than t-shirt and shorts?
Yeah, I mean, you're just wrinkled or your clothes is falling off or it's dirty or it's
Yeah,
that's never going to be in style.
It's crazy because, and I don't know why I just thought of this. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. So,
That's the best thing you can do and just move on. If you have to second guess it, go ready.
Move on. No, so... yeah, slides, but some of my friends who own businesses and have hired people said that they have had to tell, like, these 20-year-olds to wear more appropriate clothing.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, there is this whole work-from-home thing or whatever, but then there's just, you're just looking like a slob.
But there are certain slides that are really cool.
Yes.
Nice-looking slides that people think, oh, that's more of a look.
Right.
Than it is a slide. You know, there's a difference in, like, a Croc.
Yes.
And then like a nicer shoe that, not that Crocs are not nice, but it's a different look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there are some really nice slides, but you got to step it up a little.
Well, I've been to some of these athletic wear stores and you know, you think that the person wearing however they're looking will make you feel comfortable, but I'm like, are y'all open?
Because you're just not, you're like, are you at work right now?
I know.
It's your day off. No.
Are you shopping too? Like, what's happening here? You know, like,
you've
probably seen people at these athleisure, whatever, however you call it, you know, that looking like they just...
Yeah, there's a time and a place. You've got to show
right,
up.
Right.
I mean, nice. It doesn't even have to be a suit, but it has to be. You got to look like you care.
Right.
That's it.
That's all. Okay, mom jeans. I think mom jeans are nice and forgiving.
So what are considered mom jeans now?
I think, like, the square with, like, up here...
You know what, Mom? If you got to wear those jeans,
but I just think that they're just very high.
I mean, but those can be high waisted.
Yeah, high waisted.
You can like wear it with a cute little top that goes underneath.
Right.
A bodysuit. A bodysuit underneath.
I don't think
mom
people
jeans.
Wearing mom jeans are wearing bodysuits.
They could. I know what you're. You know, but you could. You could do it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with mom jeans if that's what makes you feel comfy.
Socks over leggings.
Socks over leggings. Like to work out?
Just in life. I asked Caroline this and she was like, that is a thing. That's a Gen Z thing. It's cool. My sister is not part of the Gen Z, but she, you know, generation, but she does that.
The socks over leggings?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could see that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's style. It's their little style.
Right.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Cell phones at concerts?
Yes. So remember a long time ago when we didn't have cell phones, people wouldn't have cell phones all up, like, you know, taking video all the time. Like, I know you go to concerts too, but you know, is it annoying to you that everybody's on their phone, like either live streaming or in, you know, for a social, for a specific social media app, or just taking pictures all the time instead of just enjoying the actual show?
I don't think it annoys me. I think the only time it really annoys me is if they're trying to get me in it.
I'm in my zone. Go away. Don't take pictures.
No, as long as you don't involve me, you don't get in my way.
Right,
you know,
right,
I'm okay with that. I mean, because some people, a lot of money and work, people are working. They're trying to get these videos.
Yes.
And they're trying to, you know, but as long as you take time to enjoy it as well. I will put my cell phone up a lot during concerts, even though I have two phones. Some people put it up because your battery's going to die.
Yeah.
But I do put it down and enjoy because, like, we're all going to, you know, see this moment later. Somebody's going to post it.
Right, right.
But it doesn't bother me so much because I know some people, these concerts are expensive.
They are.
So people are like, I was here, you know,
yes.
for you to make sure you document that. I think I'm
right.
As long as you don't bother anyone else with it and you're not like covering their view or filming them.
So what people have started to do, including me, mm-hmm. is have a specific time to just get the pictures knocked out, because mm-hmm. when I start drinking, my face gets a little bloated, you know, like
right,
it's just like
it's a time limit.
So do we want to get pictures, because we're going to do them right now and then we're going to enjoy the concert?
Yes.
Or enjoy, you know, the road.
No, I like that. I like that way of thinking. You get it done and get it out of the way.
Yes.
And then, I mean, but if there's like a surprise guest,
right,
like, oh!
And like, oh my god, it was hot.
Or Beyonce's car's leaning.
I know.
Get your phone.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
You know, yeah, oh my god.
Put it
gosh.
To your face too, my
yeah, you're like, look at this one.
I know.
But no, there's, you have to enjoy being present, because by the time, I mean, everything's like this, because, and then we always overshoot. That stuff, you film yourself recording and singing, you're never going to post.
No, and that's the same way, like, I'll tell you something, and there are people who do this, and I hope you don't do this, or anybody else, after I tell you
Nobody.
This. Like, there are people, I think it's so annoying to film fireworks. Like, you're not going to go back and watch them. Stop filming fireworks. Enjoy it. There is no way your camera is going to capture the magnitude of what a fireworks, like, whole show mm-hmm. is like. But there'll be people, and so every 4th of July, New Year's, my friends send me fireworks pictures and videos, like, and I'm like, I don't really care, because I'm not going to feel that, okay?
Yeah, no, fireworks go quick, you know what I mean? If you're like, hey, we're watching, but they go too fast. Enjoy that magical moment.
Yes.
And that is
But
magical.
You're not going to, who's going to be
who's
like,
going to go
show?
Back and watch?
Look at this show.
Look at this 19-minute show.
He goes, pew.
Pew. No, yeah, fireworks is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I think I've heard you say that. That's like your pet peeve.
Yeah, but I don't want to put it out there too much.
Okay.
So just, all right, we'll be right back. All right, baby names is a whole thing. Like, when do you reveal it? It's just awkward sometimes when people, like, friends are pregnant. You're like, have you thought of a name yet? And they're, like, kind of lying to you. Like, no, we're thinking.
They just don't want to reveal
right.
it. Like, who cares?
And, like, why wouldn't you? Because then you could get some personalized stuff, right?
You know, I thought that my son was going to be a girl. They had told me that. And so I didn't know until I had a C-section. TMI. But at the end, it was just like, well, this is not a girl. But but we had already been calling her by the girl name. So, and then it's like, oh, she never showed up to the siblings. So it's kind of awkward if she doesn't, I mean, but that was like in the Stone Ages when people would still mess up on finding out the sex of the child.
Were you like upset? I mean, no, not upset. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was like, well, I mean, I only had
girl stuff.
White linen dresses inside of the inside of the baby, the take home
bag. Yeah.
I didn't have anything for a boy.
Right.
So we had to go downstairs, and why did this hospital only have like 6 to 12 months? You're like, no one's you're not born a newborn. Like, can we get some newborn? So we had to like roll up the bottom of
what sizes do you have?
One size fits all for babies.
You would think you would have like preemie and newborn.
So it took us a couple days to figure. We only had the first name, and we didn't get the middle name till the next like day or so. So I mean, names matter.
They do. Oh, they do. They matter a lot.
They can make your child's life miserable too if you don't.
Yes.
If you pick one that's a little too pick on you.
Yeah, exactly. So there are some people, this is crazy, they're turning to their true crime podcast. This new report says parents-to-be are turning to their favorite true crime shows for inspiration about what to name their child. So people like Anna Delvey, Ted Bundy, murder. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's weird.
That's
experts say the trend reflects how culture can shape language and baby names, with true crime podcasts and shows detailing the lives of notorious figures and sometimes humanizing them as misunderstood anti-heroes.
Yeah, that's a setup. Yeah, I don't think the child would be thankful for that. Hopefully there aren't too many doing that.
Yeah, there's, I mean, another thought came to my head. I'm not going to say it out loud, but it's, you know, like criminals and people that have very specific names, like
specific crimes that they're known for.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really just wants to.
So.
Say it.
No. Like Saddam Hussein.
Okay.
Okay. So like you wouldn't name your kid Saddam.
Right.
But there are people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think that that's kind of like what I'm relating this to is like people who have done these crimes. Like, why would you already have that misconception? Right. Like, it's not a name like John or something where it could be like very.
It could be anybody.
Anything. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or anyone. Yeah. That's a bit much. I think those are the.
Yes. But I always love, and on my feed, I get this because I keep watching them, when there's like the surprise reveal, like they named him after their grandfather or they like named after their grandmother. I think that that's so sweet.
Yeah, those are fun.
How did you think of your names?
Well, for my daughter, it was just because her name's Bianca, just such a pretty name.
It is.
And it fits her. So my son, last minute, but.
Oh, really?
Remember, he was supposed to be
I know,
girl,
but I didn't know if.
Do you remember the Ethan Allen store that. It was in the Galleria area for
there's
a long
time. There's still one.
Is there one? But they moved the location. Anyway, I always liked the name Ethan, so I went with that.
Do the people at Ethan Allen know that?
I don't know, but you guys can.
Hey, their furniture is really nice.
So that's where I got. Yeah. I was like, that's a nice name. And that was like 2 weeks before I already was told I was having a girl, which, psych. That's how old I am. I shouldn't say psych. So, I mean, it wasn't anything like after, you know, mine didn't have a whole lot of like, heritage and like tradition
but
I mean he's unique.
Well, it's always interracial couples. I always wonder what their name, like what the name is going to be. One of the ones that I love is Usha Vance and JD Vance. Usha Vance is one day younger to me, just let's just say that. She's of Indian origin, her husband is of Catholic and grew up here, kind of like my husband is the same age as well. Anyway, they have like Vivek, I think, is one of them, and then there's like Margaret or something, another one. It's a whole slew, and they look, you know, they can look either way.
Yeah,
and it's cool because it's just like a melting pot.
It is. I love that because it shows like how traditions and cultures can come together and create these beautiful children and names.
I know, it's great. I love it. All right, we'll be right back. We didn't talk about middle names, but I was going to tell you, I don't have a middle name.
Well, I have one long enough for the both of us. I will share mine with yours.
What do you mean?
You'll
share mine. Okay, yeah. But like growing up, I'd had to put RZV because I didn't have a middle.
What was the Z?
That's like what you're supposed to put for the blank. For not having
says
one. At school, like the username would have to be a Z because everybody had a middle name and I didn't. So they're like, just put a Z.
Oh, yeah, no, you should have just left it blank. You're not forever Rashi Z back.
Yeah, RZV. Yeah, that's what I do. Anyway, let's talk about your favorite movies. Do you watch them over and over again? Well, apparently, repetition is calming because knowing the outcome can help you feel safe in an unpredictable world, and you can be comforted by recapturing lost feelings of nostalgia and happiness. However, studies show that the effects of binge watching a TV show can be the exact opposite. Binging can cause anxiety by decreasing social activity and impact sleep. This is why Disney movies are awesome, where you know what the ending is. Like I watch it with my kids all the time, but I know like when we talk about, oh, well, people in the newsroom are like, did you watch this show on Netflix or whatever? I binge watched this. And it does cause anxiety because you want to know what's next or what's happening next. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like watching funny movies over again, you know, so you can just crack up again.
Right. But I don't think about any type of shows that would make me want to. It's just very like,
If I've seen it already, like, I've seen it.
Right, but I'm talking about, like, right now the big thing is Love Island. Mm-hmm. But then everyone wants to know what the next thing is. Next thing is, and then you realize the time and you've just watched 2 hours watching.
I'm not going to lie. I was a big Love is Blind kind of person. So I'm one of those. Uh-huh. I can cook and just not even have to watch the TV. I can just listen.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't watch Love Island in time. And I'm like, I think the season finale's coming up. I'm like, whatever. I just missed that.
I watched a little bit of Squid Games.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of... Mm-hmm. It didn't really do anything, but... And then I watched Indian Matchmaker because everyone's like, there's a girl named Rashi on there.
What do you think of your other Rashi?
I mean, she's nothing like me. It's like another Indian person on TV. Her name happens to be Rashi.
I don't watch dating shows that they're all the same race.
Can I tell you about one dating show?
Because I know they're going to end up with all the same race. Do you know what I mean?
No, but they don't. But some of them,
like Love is Blind Mexico, they're all going to be from Mexico. Do you know what I mean? The whole point is like you're dating all kind of different races, or you don't know who you end up with. But if you're only dating that one specific race, then.
But Love is Blind Mexico only has Mexicans?
Like it'll just be, I don't even know if it's Mexico, but it's something like whenever they have specific countries, you know you're going to date someone from that. Well, yeah. They're not going to have like. Mexico and have another race. I don't know how we got up to this.
No, so like you, when you, I thought it's just the premise is you're in Mexico, but you could.
No,
it's all Mexican.
From, yeah, no, it's like, you know who they're going to, like Love is Blind India. They're all Indian. So they're going to, you're going to end up with an Indian person.
Okay, I didn't even know that was.
Yeah, if you start going, I mean, I'd like to keep them, you know, in the...
Like, love, it wouldn't be, then it would be called Love is Blind Mexicans.
It's like, it's still blind, but you know, at least when you're dating a different, a bunch of, you don't know what race, you don't know what national, you know, mm-hmm. their background or anything. So it's just like, to me, it's a little bit more, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who's on the other side.
Right. But they're Mexican.
On that one specifically. They would be.
They would be. Well, we love everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much for watching Houston.
Adios.
Not Houston Live and Local. Carolina Rashi. We will see you next time. Bye, friends.
Adios. I'll see you in a second.